As recently as a few decades ago, when the world was less connected and news cycles less swift, you could probably have overrun somewhere like Socotra without anyone much noticing. Indeed, maybe people did. How would we have known?
Socotra is a World Heritage Site known for its unique and pristine natural environment.
In the here and now, however, you can no longer pull a stunt like this without someone noticing, and indeed we have. This past weekend, a gang of renegades announced that they had deposed the governor of Socotra, seized military bases and government facilities, and declared themselves in charge. At which point this explainer will back up a bit and explain some fundamentals, like what and where Socotra even is. Socotra is an island, it's the largest of four in the eponymous archipelago in the Gardafui Channel, which is the stretch of water just off the tip of Somalia that you'd sailed through if you turned hard a starboard after descending south through the Suez Canal, Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. Socotra is home to maybe 50,000 people and to hundreds of varieties of plant and animal life found nowhere else on Earth, including a frankly off-putting panoply of spiders. Socotra is technically part of Yemen, at which point the reasons for its present difficulties may be coming into focus. The mob who appear to have taken control of Socotra are the Southern Transitional Council, better known as the STC, one of the participant organisations in Yemen's interminable and dreadful civil war. The STC have sort of been on the side of the officially recognised Yemeni government, which has been fighting Iran-backed Houthi rebels from its exile in Saudi Arabia, but the STC has mostly been on the STC's side, up to the point of fighting against the Yemeni government forces they were supposed to be fighting alongside. Back in April, the STC declared self-rule in the southern port of Aden and some neighbouring provinces, effectively spiking the power-sharing deal they had agreed with Yemen's government last November. The Socotra expedition might seem, therefore, a pretty straightforward exercise in consolidation and demonstration of power, as the STC continue making their case for a revival of the Republic of South Yemen, which was a thing from 1967 to 1990, and which included Socotra. The manoeuvre has certainly prompted a doubtless gratifying amount of impotent rage from Yemen's government, who have denounced what they described, not altogether inaccurately, as a coup. But conquering Socotra is no whimsical undertaking. It's about 370 kilometres from Yemen proper. You'd really have to want it. To figure out why the STC might have done this, it's worth looking at who the STC's friends are. Yemen's seven-year war against the Houthis has been supported by a handful of other Arab states, but chief among them have been Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates.
The island of Socotra is the latest territory where Emirati troops have been sent, as the UAE expands its military presence in the Horn of Africa.
Within that anti-Houthi coalition, the UAE has been an especially diligent backer of the STC, and in May 2018, Emirati troops and tanks deployed to Socotra, accompanied by suggestions of maybe offering the locals UAE citizenship and free healthcare flights to Abu Dhabi. Not everyone was grateful at the time. It now looks like the locals might have little say in the matter. Some reports from Socotra this week suggest that STC forces have expelled by boat dozens of residents suspected of hailing from unacceptably northern portions of Yemen. As for why the UAE might be so interested in Socotra, take another look at the map. A naval base on Socotra would make whoever owned it the effective gatekeeper of one of the world's key shipping routes, not a role the UAE may have concluded that either Yemen or the STC are presently in any fit state to undertake. If the STC takes Socotra and holds it, effectively on the UAE's behalf, the UAE can claim many of the advantages of possessing the island while maintaining a measure of judicial distance. Elsewhere in Yemen this week, almost as the operation to take Socotra wrapped up, the STC agreed a truce with its former allies in the official Yemeni government, although reports suggest that some fighting is continuing, especially in the Abyan governorate. The STC is increasingly clear about what it wants, and the UAE apparently increasingly uninterested in whatever Saudi Arabia thinks it is still doing in Yemen. Socotra may have become a reluctant building block of a new country. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.